Well, it is also Throwback Thursday.
It is.
And we are featuring the year 1987 today.
Yeah.
Great year, by the way.
The year you were
great
born.
Great year.
I know.
That was also the year that Married with Children premiered.
Great show.
Yes, Married with Children.
What a scandal that was back in the day when it came on
TV,
too.
I kind of want to, I don't know, I haven't watched it in a long time, but I kind of like to watch it now and see, like, because it was, like, so raunchy back then, but. Compared to
nothing.
Yeah.
Not
compared
kids
to today.
TV today. Kids TV.
So Married with Children was originally broadcast from April 5th, 1987 until June 9th, 1997. It is the longest lasting live action sitcom that aired on Fox. Married with Children was also the first series to be broadcast in the primetime slot of the then new fourth network, Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to believe that there was ever a time when there wasn't a Fox network. But I mean, you don't remember that.
I don't.
But
Yeah. So the show follows the Chicago lives of Al Bundy, played by Ed O'Neill, a once glorious high school football player turned hard luck women's shoe salesman.
Was it Polk High School? Is that what it was? Polk?
I'm not sure.
I think it was Polk.
Yeah.
Polk High School.
His wife, Peggy, played by Katie Sagal, their daughter, Kelly, and their son, Bud. The show also prominently features their neighbors, the stuffy Steve and Marcy Rhodes, both of whom Al finds somewhat annoying, although the feeling is mutual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is true.
So the show was pitched with Sam Kinison as Al and Roseanne Barr as Peggy.
Wow.
However, both of their managers told the producers that their clients were shooting for the movies, not television.
Right, sure.
Michael Richards auditioned to play the part of Al Bundy.
Kramer.
2 years before he landed the career-making role of Kramer on Seinfeld.
Wow.
Yeah.
That worked out better for everybody.
It did. So Ed O'Neill got the audition from playing Lenny in the play of Mice and Men.
Oh.
A Fox executive happened to see him playing Lenny at a performance in Hartford, Connecticut, and remembered it when they were casting for Al. He won the role at the audition simply by taking a deep breath and slumping his shoulders before he entered the front door, which was something that nobody else had done.
Nailed it.
And Ed O'Neill based Al on some of his friends and family members, specifically. He based his performance on some uncles and a crude high school pal.
They had to love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the series is one of the longest running sitcoms in television history, comprising 11 seasons with 259 episodes during its run. Despite the show's enduring popularity and fan base, Married with Children was never a huge rating success. Part of the reason was the fact that Fox, being a startup network at the time, did not have the affiliate base of the other big three TV networks.
Yeah, wouldn't ever mark
so that
it.
Prevented the series from reaching the entire country.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the series is considered the first raunchy sitcom to run on regular network television.
There we go.
Despite the series' controversial content and being largely aimed at an adult audience, it did receive recognition as one of the few series at the time that gave women prominent roles behind the scenes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So fittingly, Ed O'Neill's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame is located in front of a shoe store.
He was honored
on August 30th, 2011, with a star in front of the DSW shoe store on Hollywood Boulevard.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's a DSW on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I guess Hollywood Boulevard isn't as fancy as I think it is in my head.
Probably not.
I remember thinking that when I got there. I was like, it's not really what I thought.
I've never been, but yeah, I always pictured it being very like.
Yeah, it's not. It's very not that.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to watch Married with Children, you can find it on Hulu.
Oh, Hulu has it?
And in May of this year, it was announced that an animated revival of the series was currently in the works.
That's not going to work.
Probably
it's just not going to
work. Kind of weird thinking about it as a animated, but
it is. And then it's funny because Ed O'Neill, the star of Married with Children, kind of went away for a long time. And then he came back at a renaissance, if you will, in Modern Family.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Married with Children, did you?
Yeah. So we're going to play the theme song. We're going to play Love and Marriage by Frank Sinatra.
I can see the fountain at the beginning in the Chicago. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All right. There it is. There. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Love and Marriage, Frank Sinatra. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because that is the theme song to Married with Children, which we were talking about because it premiered in 1987, our Throwback Thursday year.
It is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Married with Children was Fox's first primetime show.
Michael Richards auditioned to play Al.
And Ed O'Neill's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame is right in front of a shoe store.
A DSW.
A DSW.
What does DSW stand for?
Designer Shoe Warehouse.
And it is true. It is a designer shoe warehouse.
It is.
Indeed.
Love
have
a good DSW.
Have you been to, is that a DSW? What's the over in the Baytown Plaza there next to Burlington Coat Factory?
Yeah, that's not a DSW. I forgot.
What is that?
Called.
That's a shoe department? Shoe Dept?
Shoe Depot? Shoe.
Have you been?
Shoe something?
Have
yeah.
you been in there? You know what they
not
do?
Not for a while, yeah.
It may be every shoe store now, but that shoe store specifically, when you go in, you know, they have the demo shoe on top, and then they've got all the boxes of shoes underneath. Uh-huh. Each box only has one shoe in it.
Oh.
They have to go in the back to get the other shoe, and do you know why that is? Because people
Fact.
Were stealing shoes. They were stealing.
Wow.
They were taking the new shoes, putting them on their feet, taking their old nasty shoes,
yeah.
putting those in the box, and walking out of the store.
I found a box like that at Target.
Did you really?
Once, yeah. It had old shoes in it.
So I was there this last year. It was during COVID sometime. I was there, and this poor woman had to keep running in the back.
What a pain.
To bring shoes out just so I could try. It was for me. It was one of the kids. Could try them on.
Mm-hmm.
Felt bad for her.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right. Thank you, Sarah.
You're
folks
welcome.
Want to learn more about Married with Children, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Al Bundy would never let anybody steal shoes, Sarah.
No, never. Certainly not.
All right. Back tomorrow with a fresh episode on a Friday.
Absolutely.
4:10. Absolutely looking forward to it. Cannot wait. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ed Smith with traffic in just a moment. We'll also check that forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols. It is looking good. He's got the details in minutes.